Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Shavuos is dedicated B'schus Rufua Shleima from Moshe Yosef ben Sarah Rivka.
We're learning Meseches Shavuos Daf Chav Ches. We're going to go back to Daf Chav Zayin and Mebeis towards the bottom. A few sugyas we didn't get to do in the shiur Daf Chav Zayin. The Gemara brings the Mishnah Shavuos Shleich Lena, and it repeats Shavuos Shleich Lena V'Ochla Einechayev Elachas. And Rashi explains the Gemara was bothered. It says Shvur Shlo Eichel and then Shvur Shlo Eichlena, which teaches you that Shvur Shlo Eichlena is not Chal and Shvur Shlo Eichel, but the reverse would be Chal. That was the previous Gemara. But then it says again Shvur Shlo Eichlena. So Gemara wanted to know, why did it say again, Asul Amali, why did it say again Shvur Shlo Eichlena in the Mishnah? It already said Shvur Shlo Eichlena the first time. What's the Chiddush that a Shvur Shlo Eichlena is not Chal and a Shvur Shlo Eichlena? So Gemara answers, "Akamashma chiyuvu deleka hashvua ikah di meshkachas ravka chayla." Enechinami yinach chayev on the shvua if you already have a shvua, but the shvua does exist, and if they would have a opening, would have a place, it would be chal. Lamai hilchas alachidurava damer rava shem nishal al rishena also leshniya tachter. In case you ever made a sheela, you made a heter nedarim on the first shvua, so the second shvua would be chal. And the Gemara attempted to bring a raya to Rav, and the Gemara was matcha the raya. So this is Rav's chiddush. If someone makes two shvuas, two identical shvuas, so the second one is not chal, but the second one does exist, and in case he does she'ela on the first shvuah, so the second one then is chal. The Rif doesn't bring down the chiddush of Rav. The Rishayim Neman could be the Rif holds you don't pass like Rav, because since the Gemara wanted to bring a raya and was matcha the raya, is the raya that we don't pass like Rav. But Rav Yishayim do passing like Rav, the Rambam, and the rest of the Yishayim passing like Rav, because Rav made the statement, even if we don't have a Rayatim, but still, we don't find that anyone argues on Rav, Rav becomes Psak Halacha. Now, there's an interesting shaila in the Paiskim the following. Gemara is talking about someone made a Shvua, and then he made a Shvua, an identical Shvua, a Shvua to Mekayim, the original Shvua. What if it would be the opposite? Someone would make a shvua, and then he would make a shvua levato, the first shvua. So there also the second shvua is not chal, like the din of nishba levato simit. So someone, let's say, says a shvua sha'echel kikir zeh, and then he says a shvua sha'echel kikir zeh. So the second shvua is not chal. But what if afterwards he shayel on the first shvua? So the Beis Yosef and Simon Reish Lamaches brings a tshuvas harashba, that's mesupik about that case. It means that Shuvah Sarajba has a suffix. What's the din? Do you say that once you shayel on the first Shuvah, so then the second Shuvah should be chal? Or no? And that's at a Shulchan Aruch and Sibin Reishlam and Ches Sif Yid Zayin Paskins that it's a suffix. Misha Nishbal Dava Vichaz Vinishu Levatel Shuvah Yishayna, he says, and then he's Nishal Shuvah Yishayna, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins Yeshlis Stapik in Merminin Shiniftar Midei Shuvah Shav, Vitaxa Shuvah Shneem, Shuvah Shav, Shuvah Zbitoy. That now it's no longer a shua shav because you don't have the first shua anymore, and it's a regular shua zbitay, and now it's calling you the shua not to eat the kikar. So the shach and the Gayan ask on the Shulchan Aruch the following. They say, if you look in the Shuvah Sarajma, what was his suffix? His suffix gufa was, do we paskin like Rava? Do we say like the Rif that we don't paskin like Rava? And the Sheila does not work to make that the second shua should be chal. Well, no, we don't bask like the Rif, and we do bask like Rava. But it sounds like the Rajba wasn't mechalik between Nishba Lekayim and Nishba Levato. The Rajba holds it's the same thing. Rava that says that when you make a Shua Sha'echel Kikurzeh, and then you make a second Shua Sha'echel Kikurzeh, and the second Shua at this point can't be Chal because you already have the first Shua, and then you Shail on the first Shua, that makes the second Shua Chal. So who adin when you make a Shua Sha'echel Kikurzeh, and then a second Shua Shalayechel Kikurzeh, and again, the second shvua can't be chal because of the first shvua is nishba levatel semitzah. But when you eiker the first shvua, the second shvua is chal. The Rashi's mashmit's the same halacha. But he has a suffix if we do or do not paskin like Rava in the case of nishba lekayim, in the case of shvua sha'echel, and then he says shvua sha'echel. So the question is, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, and the same simon reish lam and ches simon chaf al sif chaf aleph, that shvua sha'echel kikazeh, shvua sha'echel kikazeh, the second one's not chal. The nishal rishayin chol hashniya. So the Shulchan Aruch said, who would then pass him by nishba levatel the first shvua? Also, that once he's shown the rishayin, the second one should be chal. And that's how the gayin paskins halacha lemaisa. And that's the mashmais of the tshuva zerajba. And that's what the shachar was that brings from the Maral Bach. That's all the same shaila. But what's Takip Shad in the Shulchan Aruch? The Shulchan Aruch paskins halacha that by Shuah Sha'echel Kikazen, Shuah Sha'echel Kikazen, Yeshayel in the first Shuah, the second one's Chal, but by Nishbul of Vatlos Rishayin, the Shulchan Aruch's Mesubik. So the Shach says, Ev Shadasa Mechabel Chalek, the Shani Ocha Kev in the Shuah Shnihu, Neged Shuah Ha'alef. There's a difference if you make a second Shuah to be Mekayim, the first Shvuah, where there you say, even though it can't be Chal because of the first Shvuah, when you Shail in the first Shvuah, the second Shvuah is Chal. Or, if you make the Shvuah, Shniel, Levantel the Shvuah Rishayna, where there, even if you Shail on the Shvuah Rishayna, the second Shvuah would not be Chal. So even though the Tshuva Zerash beholds that there's no Chilik, but the Mechaber declares to be Mechalik, says the Shach. Rabbi Reuven Gruzovsky, in the Darim Simon Yud Gimel, Eis Gimel, he says that the Muki Yosef is Mechalik, like the Shach. Muki Yosef Taka holds that way. I'm not sure where he found this Muki Yosef, but that's what he says. But what's the Svara Lechalik? So Rabbi Gruzovsky says, Bekitzer, and I'll explain it a little bit more by Arichus. So we said a similar type of Svara in a previous Shia, but Negei the Rishainim that hold, that by Nishbal of Vatbalas HaMitzvah, it's a Shua Shav, that's clear. But by Nishbal Akayim as a mitzvah, the Ari Shainim that hold it's not a Shua Shav v'chlal, even though they hold the Shua is not Chal, not for Kerb, but not for Malkus. But the Ramban and the Rosh hold it's not a Shua Shav. Why not? So we explained that Nishbal Akayim as a mitzvah, the problem with the Shua is really the Shua should be Chal. The problem is it's already a Shua. It's Mushba v'aymit. Or Nishbal Akayim as a Shua. We already have a Shua. So the Shua can't be Chal. That's him, it's a good Shua. It's a valid Shua. It's just, there's no place for it to be Chal. It's taken already. There's already a Shua there. So that's not a Shua Shav. That's just not a Shua at all. Now, Shengi Nishbal Avatal as a Mitzvah, Be'etzim, you have a Shua to do the Mitzvah, and now you have a Shua not to do the Mitzvah. It's not like anything's taken. But the Pshat is, it's an illegal Shua. The Xeris the cost of is, you can't make a Shua Levatal as a Mitzvah. So that's why the Etzim Shua, the Chefs of the Shua, is not a good Shua. Nishbal Akayim is a good Shua, it just can't be Chal because there's already a Shua there. Vashenka Nishbal Avatal is Be'etzim, not a good Shua, it's an invalid Shua. That's what makes it into a Shua Shav. So here too, in regard to when you Shail on the Shua Rishayna, the Gemara's Nusach is that the reason why it works when you Nishal Rishayna also Shnia, the Gemara says, Chiyuvahu Deleka HaShvua Ika Dimashka Chramfka Chayla. There's no chiv of the shvua, but the shvua exists. It's mashiv from the Gemara like this, that when you're shoyal on the Rishayna, and this is a yisayin we have in a bunch of places, that when it says, Achachem is eikir anedil mafreya, it's not the pshat that it was a mistake, and there really was never an edda there to begin with. There was an edda there, but the Chachem has a kayach from now on to retroactively uproot the neder. He's eiker the neder l'mafreya. That means until he was, let's say someone made a neder on Sunday, and it was shayel on the neder on Monday, on Sunday the taka was a neder. But now that it came Monday and he did the shayela, so that uprooted it from the Sunday as well. And from Monday on, it's no longer ever was a neder. A tifa concept. So, but the Gemara is moving that way, because the Gemara says that you need that the Shvua Shniyah should be Ikka, it should exist, and then, even though it can't do anything, because you already have the Shvua Rishayna, but at least, Imashkachas Rav Kachayla. So then when the Chacham is Ikka, the Shvua Rishayna Mi'ikare, then the Shvua Shniyah could be Chal. But if the Shvua Shniyah never existed in the first place, so even now when you come, and through She'elia Ikka, the Shvua Rishayna, you can't make the Shvua Shniyah exist, Yesh Me'ayin, you can't revive it because it never existed. So here you can hear the Chilek. If you're making a Shvua L'Kayim, the Shvua Rishayna, so that's a valid Shvua Batsim. Navas, it's being Me'ukiv, it can't be Chal, it can't be Mechayiv anything because there's already a Shvua there. So that's considered that the Shvua is Ikka, the Shvua is there, it's potentially there. He said the Shvua, it really supposed to be Chal. There's something stopping it from being Chal, the Shvua Rishayna. If the Chacham go and his Eikah, the Shvua Rishayna, l'mefreya, so now the Shvua Shniyah has a Ravcha, like the Gemara says in its Chal. Mashenkin is Shvua Levatel as a mitzvah, Shvua Levatel the Shvua Rishayna. There the pshat is, it's an invalid shvua. It's a shvua which can't have a kiyum, it can't have a chalos. It's not the pshat that's batsim a good shvua, that is a shvua shayna in the way. No. That's the halacha of nishbul of atlas and mitzvah, the Torah apostle such a shvua. So it's kilu, we never made the shvua. I mean, it's a shvua shav. It's not a benegei shvua's bitoy. It's like there is no shvua's bitoy. It's a shvua shav. So even after yishayel and the rishayna, you can't turn it into a shvua's bitoy. It's already an invalid shvua. It's already a shvua shav. There's nothing you could do with it. That's what Rivi Gruzovsky's hesber in the chilek. Lamaisa, the Rashba doesn't hold it a chilek. And that's how the guy in the Maralbach, they all pass in that way, that even by nishbul of atl, if you shayel on the Rishayna, then the Shniya would be Chal. Because they hold by Nishbul of Atal also, be'etzim, since the only Chsarin in the Shvua is that the first Shvua, it's going to be Mevatal, the first Shvua, so that's also called the Shvua's Ikka, and it could be Chal after you shayel on the Shur Rishayna. But we understand in the Muki Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch that's Mechalik between Nishbul Akayim and Nishbul of Atal. The Nishbul Akayim, we say it's be'etzim a good shvua. The only reason why it's not being chal is because there's already a shvua there. That's not a chsarin in the etzim shvua. That's just a chsarin in the chalais, being mechayiv. So as soon as it has a ravcha, it's chal. Mashenke Nishbul Avatel, that's a chsarin in the etzim shvua. It's even after Yishael, but you never had a shvua in the first place. And that won't be able to be chal, even if Yishael and the shvua Rishayna. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara goes on, Amar Rava, Nishbal HaKikah V'Achla. Someone made a shvua not to eat a kikah, and he ate it. He violated his shvua. Emshayim imen a kazayis, if there's still a kazayis left to the kikah, then Nishal Aleh. He could still be shayil on the shvua, he could still do hetin adarim on the shvua, and absolve himself from the shvua. Achla Kula, if he ate the entire kikah, ain't Nishal Aleh, then he can't do hetin adarim anymore. So Rav is telling you a chiddush that the only time you could do het in a darim is when it's still negei of the neder. When you didn't violate the neder yet, it's still negei of the neder, or the shvua. And then you could do the het in a darim on the neder or the shvua. Mashen kein, when it's already finished, you can't do the het in a darim. And we'll discuss this a little bit later in the shia, particularly the machlekes Rav and Amemah, that Amemah says, I feel achal kula nishalel because of the carbon or the malchus. But now the Gemara goes on, because Rav says if a kazayis is left over. So Amalei Avachav read the Rav or Avashi Hechidami. What was the case of Rav that he said if there's a kazayis left over, then you could be shayil on it, and if not, you cannot be shayil on it. There's two cases of Nishba al Akikar. Either you could say Shloi Eichel, or you could say Shloi Echlena. That's what the Mishnah discussed. Shloi Eichel means any kazayis that you eat is already over on the Shvua, and Shloi Echlena means you have to eat the entire thing. So the Gemara says, "Idom shloi aichal." If he said shloi aichal, so mikzayis kami of the lisur. He already violated the shvua. He already ate the first kazayis. He violated the shvua already. So how could he be shayil? It's not negay the shvua anymore. He violated it already. He ate a kazayis. And idom shloi achlena. And if he said that I won't eat it, meaning that I won't eat the entire thing, so he didn't violate the shvua yet. If he still left over kazayis. But the Gemara asks, my Ayri Kazayis. So why does it say Kazayis? I feel a kol shunami, even if he left over less than a Kazayis, even the smallest amount, but he still didn't violate the Shvua, because the Shvua is not to eat the whole thing, and he's not over the Shvua until he finishes the entire thing. So even if he left a Mashu, he wasn't over the Shvua yet, it's still negated to be Shail, he still should be able to be Shail. That's the Gemara's kash. So the Gemara says two turets. Yibay yisei mishla eichel, yibay yisei mishla eichlena. You can learn up Rav that said Shaloi Eichel. And the way it works is Shaloi Eichel, the kasha was, he already violated the shvua with the first kazayis, but that Zakti Gemara, but it's still negay for the next kazayis. As long as he has a kazayis left, it's still negay. He could be over on the shvua a second time by eating the last kazayis. And the Gemara says, Miga de Mahanele Shela, kazayis basha, Mahanele Shela nami, kazayis kama. In other words, he could be shayil. Rav is mashmayis was he could be shayil on the whole shvua. The Tarit says if you have the kazayis left, so he still could be over on the shvua by eating the last kazayis. So it's still negay of the shayla. It's still negay of the shayla, but negay of the last kazayis. Once you shayil on the shvua for the last kazayis, the whole shvuas are up. So that's a way where you could lemafrei and not be over on the shvua. If you're over on the shvua and it's not negay anymore, you ate the whole thing, you didn't leave the kazayis, and then you can't be shayil. Even though you want to pati yourself in the einish of the shvua, you want to pati yourself in malchus and the carbon, you want to make it that lemafrei you would never even aveir. Rava says it doesn't work. The actual shvuah has to be kayim. But if at least the chelik of the actual shvuah is kayim, and it's still shayach to be over the shvuah with the last kazayis, so immediately you could be shayil, and once you shayil, the whole shvuahs are up. So lemafrei you would never even aveir, you part it from the carbon and the malchus. V'ibayisema shaloyechlana. They said shaloyechlana. So the question is, so Eibazai, why is it a Shia Kazayas, even a Kolshu, you weren't yet over on the Shvuah? So the Gemara says, Ishaya Kazayas, Choshev Vashtuyele, V'yeloi, Eloi Choshev Vashtuyele. If you left over Kazayas, then it's Choshev. So maybe you could be Shail. If you didn't leave over Kazayas, you don't have the Chashivas to be Shail. So the two Mahalchim in the Gemara's Teretz, you have the Rishayim as Mahalach, Taisus, and the Ramban, and you have the Mahalach of the Teretz Chaim, who was arguing on the Rishayim, but Lamaisa, the Shach does bring down the Teretz Chaim la'alacha. Taisus is bothered. What do you mean it's not Chashev? If Lamaisa, you're not going to be over on the Shvuah Shlo Yechlena unless you ate the whole thing. So it's negay the Kolshu. Taisus asks the Kasha, let's say someone makes a Shvuah not to eat a Kolshu. He can't be Shail on the Shvuah. Of course he could. So here he made a Shvuah not to eat the entire Kikar. There's a kol shu left. He still was not over on the shvua. If he eats this kol shu, he will be over on the shvua. So the shvua essentially is negated to this kol shu. What do you mean it's not chashev? It's a shvua. Whoever said that the shvua has to be chashev in order to be shayel on it. So Taisus learns the Gemara that when it says le chashev, it means that you don't need it in order to be over on the shvua. You're over on the shvua if you ate the kikar. And it was missing less than the kazayis, you're ready over on the shvuah. And Taisus says, I didn't eat the whole thing. He says, when you eat something, no crumbs fall out. A person eats an entire roll. He ate every last crumb. There's always some crumbs left on the plate. Elamai, that's called eating the whole thing. So there has to be a shear. How much you can leave over, and it's called eating the whole thing. That's what the Gemara is saying. Less than a kazayis is not chashev. It's called eating the whole thing, even though you left over less than a kazayis. The Ramban also learned the Gemara that way, that the pshat and lechashev means that you're already over on the shvuah, even though you left less than a kazayis. But he says a different reason. The Ramban also brings it down in the back. A different reason. Why is it that way? How come when you leave less than a kazayis, it's considered like eat the whole thing? He brings in the Yishalmi, that the Yishalmi is telling us in the Machlekes Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanah. When a person says a Shvuah Shloi Eichel, Rabbi Kiva says the Kol Shvuah is already Chayim, the Rabbanah say you need a Kazayis. So Kum Dais, according to Rabbi Kiva, Achila in regard to Shvuah means Kol Shvuah, and according to the Rabbanah and Achila, Stam Achila in regard to Shvuah means a Kazayis. So the Yishalmi says that Eiva Zai, what does it mean eating the whole thing? According to Rabbi Kiva, if you leave a kol shu, so you didn't eat the whole thing, because the kol shu also is called an achila. But according to the Rabbanan, what's left that I didn't eat is not called an achila. So essentially, that's called I ate the whole thing, because eating what's less than a kazayis is not an achila. So my achila is finished on the whole thing. That's stated in the Yerushalmi. It's a very big chiddush. Because you could say, if all you ate is a kol shu, that's not called an achila. But here, lamaisa eating more than a kol shu, you're eating the entire kikar. So when you finish the kikar, the last kol shu would be called an achila, but tzirif of everything else you eat. But that's stated in the Ramban, v'shem the Yishalmi, that if you bound vinish vi on its own, the last, what I left over less than a kazayis, that wouldn't be called an achila. So kum dais is niskayim the echlena with the entire kikar, because what's left is anyway not called an achila. So I did eat the kikar. I have that left, that's not called an achila. So the achila was done on the entire kikar. Now Shaykin according to Rabbi Kiva that it's called an achila. But Taisus and the Rabban are both saying the same shot in the Gemara, that when it says like chashiv, it means that you already were over on the shvua, and already the shvua is gone. And l'chayr, according to Taisus and the Ramban, you'd be allowed to eat the last half, because that's not called an aver of the shvuah. The shvuah is gone already. The shvuah is not negeya. Certainly, if you hold that there's no din of chatzis shir by shvuah, you certainly be allowed l'chatchila to eat the last half, because you're already waver on the shvuah. Maybe even if you hold there is a din of chatzis shir, But once you're ready over on the shvu is gone already. So you'd be allowed to eat the last part. And comes out a kulul if you dvrei him. Now Taisa holds the reason is psasvara. Now if you're anyway, you're going to leave over some pirurim, so there has to be a shear of what's called eating the whole thing. If what you left over isn't chashiv, it blives pirurim, and that's called eating the whole thing. And the Raman says, lomdish. Now if you're a din of ein achilah b'chusim b'kazayis, according to Rabbanan, that din applies to shuas as well. So it's left over is not called an achilah. So male, they had an achilah on the whole thing, because it's left over, doesn't have an achilah. But the Tayyus Chaim says it's very shvei to learn that way in the Gemara. The Gemara is not mashma at all that you're not, that this leichashiv meaning that you're ready over on the shvuah. The mashmais of the Gemara is that the pshat is you weren't over on the shvuah. The afal pikein, the balti, you didn't leave over kazayis, it's leichashiv and you can't be shayil. That's the lashon, leichashiv v'shtaluyeh aleha. Not leichashiv meaning that you're ready over on the shvuah. The lashon of the Gemara is not mashma that way, he's marich about this nakuda. And Mele, he says that the Chayyar Pashup Shad is of Adel like the Gemara's Havimin, and the Gemara's Maskan is not being Chaylik, even if you left over less than a Kazayas, you still weren't over on the Shvuah. But since the Shvuah is only Negeya to less than a Kazayas, that's not Genug, that's not Chashiv enough to be Shayel on it. And he says, it's not the same as Peruim. Taisus Svara is not Muchrich. Avada, whatever is the Derech not to eat, so Avada, you assume that when you said Shleich Leni, you didn't mean that. You didn't mean the entire thing, every single crumb, which no one would ever go and be chaited after all the crumbs. But if it's less than a kazayas, lemaisa, people eat less than a kazayas. You have to eat everything that the derech is to eat. And about Taisa's kasha, that what do you mean it's leichashiv? What about if you made the shvu originally on a kol shu? So he says a chilik. When you made a shvu originally on a kol shu, so you were makshiv that kol shu. Like the Gemara says earlier, he doesn't shtel a tzu. I'm shteling tzu. The Gemara says earlier, that mefarish not mikaber yadami. A mefarish gives a chashivus. So Mela, if the entire shvu is on a kol shu, whatever the entire shvu is on, that alone is a chashivus to be shayil. Now shayim, when the shvu is on a big kikar, and you ate most of the kikar, and all that's remaining is a klein a kol shu, that's even though you weren't over the shvu yet, and if you eat the kol shu, you will be over the shvu. But since it's only negay into a kol shu is ishkei chashiv, it's just like you need the shvuah to be kayim in order to be shayil, who would then you need epis chashivus of the shvuah to be kayim if what's left is only less than a kazayis, felt in the chashivus to be shayil. That's a Teres Chaim's pshat. Now, Kamer, there's no makar in the Rishayim for the Teres Chaim. The Shulchan Aruch paskins, like the Rishayim, that when you say shleich leni, only chayiv when you ate kula, but if you ate kula less than a kazayis, you're ready chayiv, you're ready over on the shvuah. But the Shach brings down the Teres Chaim, and he says the Teres Chaim holds not that way. Right? He says it is a sheet to la'alocha to learn the Gemara l'chashav v'shulei, means you weren't over on the shvuah yet, but you still can't be shayel v'asvel chashivas. Now, on the Teres of the Gemara, that it was talking about Yisrael Shulei Eichel, and Migu de Mahani, Akazayis Bastra, Mahani Nami, Akazayis Kama, said Achreinim, Davnimluam Nebiki Vega, ask a Gavaldiga Kasha. We mentioned many times in the Shurim a Machlaikis Rishainim. Is there a din chatzi she osim in a teru by shvuas? The Ari Shainim that hold, someone makes a shvuah shloi eichel, he eats less than a kazayas, it's heter gomer. The shvuah is on a kazayas, just like he's not chayiv unless he ate a kazayas. Who a din? There's no issa bechlalti less than a kazayas. It's not daima to macholas asuris. Where there, the etzim acholos asuris is also, it's treif. Kazayis was said, legabi chiv, legabi issa, chatzi she asim in atayah. Now, she ain't came by shvuah, the whole shvuah is al schil libur. And memela, yais, what he meant is kazayis, for harayi is not chayiv only in a kazayis. Less than a kazayis is no chil libur, there's no din chatzi shea, that's a sheet of the Ramban and the Ridva earlier on Chav Gimel. But the sheet, this, the Rambam says, mefurish, that there's a din chatzi shea by shvuah, just like by neveilus and treifus. And the Ran on the Rif also holds that way. And like we explained then, the Ran was Masbah, Chatzishis, Chazalitz, Terufay. Whenever you eat something, and if you'd eat more of it, you'd be Chayiv, that's a din of Chatzishis. Who would the Mashvuah is Chazalitz, Terufay? So, Fregendary Achreinim, if there's a din of Chatzishis, Asim, and Atayra, by Shvuah, so what's the Pshat in the Gemara that if you didn't leave the Kazayas, you can't be Shail anymore, even if you left less than a Kazayas, it's still Negeya? You can't eat the lesson of Gezayis. Mi deraisa. As long as it's still an Issa deraisa, on lesson of Gezayis, because the Chatzis she'asim in a Torah, why can't you be shel mitzad net? In front, like the Rishonim, that whenever a Chatzis she'as is taka osa, there's no din of lechosh of a shluyale. So Mela, even though you're not chayiv unless you eat a Gezayis, but the Issa shmu is on a Chatzis she'asim, the Chatzis she'asim in a Torah. So why is it considered like the Shvu is not here anymore, that there's nothing left to the Shvu? There is. There's an Issa Torah left on the Chatzis Zayin. So what's the pshat in that? So Avni Malun, and the Chuvitz at the end of the Sefer Simen Yadalit says two Teretzim. One Teretz is, he says, that Rava that holds that you could only be Shoyel if there's Epis left to the Shvu. And he doesn't hold like a Meimar that byproducts like carbon or like malchus is enough to be shayil. The pshat is, and we're going to talk about this a little bit later, the pshat is there has to be an issur shvuah left. Zok Avni Malun Mechidish, that chatzi shir is not called an issur shvuah. That's not called an issur shvuah. The shvuah itself is on the shir. There's a new issur of chatzi shir. You learn that from a pasuk called Chaylev, or it's a svara, but you weren't over on the shvuah. You did something that if you would have done more of it, you'd be either. So Melech is a din of Chazal's Truve, what's Xerius Akazov? But that's not called an Issa Shvua. That's an Issa that came as a result, a Zaytik thing that came because of the Shvua. So I'll call upon him Lefi Rava, that you need the Issa Shvua to be here. Chatzi Shia is not called the Issa Shvua. The Issa Shvua is already no more. You can't be either on the Shvua anymore. But there's a new Isser that's not the Isser Shvua, like an Isser Teira, that we bound there would be an Isser if you'd eaten a shir. So das macht an Isser Teira din a chatz shir, but it's not called an Isser Shvua. So even though it's Negeya, even though it's still Negeya, there's still something which is asur mi deraisa because he has a Shvua, but Rava holds that something which is Negeya, which is not directly the Isser Shvua, it's just that the Shvua is causing something that's not enough to be shayil. You need the Shvua should be kayim. The Shvua is not here anymore. There's no way to be over on the Shvua. You could be over on an Issa which was there because of the Shvua, but that's not being over on the Shvua. Agashmaki Teretz. That's his first Teretz. Then he says the second Teretz. Then he says like this. He says, if all that's left is a Chatzis Shia, so the din of Chatzis Shia is also is Al-Tzchazet Strufe, because if I'd eat more of it, I'd be over. But there is no more to eat. There's no way I could eat more of it. So maybe that alone, you wouldn't say that it's Chatzis Shia, it wouldn't be Asur Mina Torah. So Avni Malun is mitzadet such a teretz. He holds l'maisa not. He says, Ay bezo, come in a big chiddush. That let's say it'll be the last reg of Pesach. There's only enough time to eat the Chatzis Shia. Well, the last reg of Yom Kippur, there's only enough time to eat the Chatzis Shia. So you're going to tell me there'll be no issa to eat the Chatzis Shia now. Because it's not Chazal Tzruve. He says, I don't think it's true, Zakta. Elamite, the first Teretz is the right one. But this itself is a big Shaila Nachrenim. Like we're saying, Avni Malun himself is Mitzadet, but he's more Naita that even when you don't have an actual Chazal Tzruve, that's also considered a problem of Chatzis Shia. In other words, if theoretically, eating a Shia, which eating something, which if you'd be Mitzarif, he'd be over. But Lamaisa, there is no way to be mitzarif. But if there would be, and be mitzarif, it would be over. It's a theoretical chazas yufei, but not the actual. So Rav Nimum declared, maybe that's not called chatzis shia. But he said, no, the elder Lamaisa is called chatzis shia. Because Ebezai, when come out of Chiddush, you eat a chatzis shia at the end of Pesach, the end of Yom Kippur, you wouldn't be over. He didn't want to say such a gewaldig Chiddush. Prima God, the more so, Nemzan, or at least Mesupik, like Rav Nimum. But other achreinim, the Noid de Behuda, in Arachayim Tinyana Simen Samachay, he also says it in Slach. He holds it as Svar, because he says he wants to say Pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam brings a special pasuk telling you they now eat a chatzis shia of chametz. Special exercise of the Rambam brings. And the Ilam asks, what do you need it for? Typically, chatzis shia asum in a teretz. So the Slach said a teretz that the Rambam needs it for a case where it wouldn't be Chazas Trufe. You ate the last half of Gezayis at the last second of Pesach. you wouldn't have time to eat another Afer Kazai. So there, you wouldn't have the din of Chatzis Shasim in the Torah. But mainly, you need the special Chzeres HaKosov by Chametz V'Pesach. And he speaks about in the tshuva that we mentioned, he's Mayach to defend this pshat. But Vaisis, he holds in Svara, he holds Chametz V'Pesach, Rambam holds you have Chzeres HaKosov to say, in that case, is a din of Chatzis even without Chazis Tshuva. But when the regular din of Chatzis Shia, which is Chazis Tshuva, that you need to pile Chazis Tshuva. Also, Mikirega, in the Chuvah Sim and Kufnan Dalit, he says, Mikoyach Awa Kasha here. He asks the same Kasha as Avnei Meluim, that how come you can't be Shoyal on the net if you leave the half of Zayas, Ayas Negei, Chatzis Shia Osim and Atayra? And he says his Teretz, that you only say Chatzis Shia only when your Taka could be Mitzarif here, you don't have a Zayas left. So male in the half of Zayas is not Chazis Chufa, so male be Mutter. And Taka says, Enechanami, if this Teretz is correct, so you eat the Chatzis Ayas at the end of Pesach, or at the end of Yom Kippur, so you talk, it wouldn't have a din of Asim and Atari, he's a Vesarachian, but he holds his Kamiga Teretz. And also the Chsam Sefer, Chelik Vav Simon Samachay, he mamish says the same shtickel as in Eidu Behuda, that's why the Rambam needed the din, that Chometz V'Pesach is also B'chatzis Shia, nafkimina when it's not Chazal Tzruvei. You see these daily achrenim, Rabbi Kivega, the Eidu Behuda, the Chsam Sefer, they don't mind saying that you need B'poyel Chazit Strufe, and that would have had the answer to Avnei Meluim's Kasha, like Rabbi Kivega says, if you only left the Chatzis Ayis, it's no longer Chazit Strufe, it won't be a problem of Chatzis She'asim in a Torah. I mean, the Chayyar the Shail is Chazit Strufe a Siba or a Simen? Is Chazit Strufe the reason, Gufa, why it's Asir? Or it's just a Simen, that since it's Chazit Strufe, so you see that really you're eating an Isser, it's only you don't have enough of a Shia Chashivas to make a Chiv. It could be by Shvua, it zicha has to be a Siba, it can't be a Simen. By other things, by other Yisurei Teira, Nevela, Chaylev, all these Yisurei Teira, so there you could say that the Pshat and Chazal Tzrufe is, it's just a Simen. I have a Raya that really you're doing an Isser, because if you do more of it, you'll be Chayev. Elamai, every drop is an Isser. So Melech Hatzi She'a Simen HaTeira. But really, the Isser isn't because it's Chazal Tzrufe. Chazit Shufi is a raya, so if had a theoretical Chazit Shufi would also be good enough. But by Shvua, like we said, some Yishayin Nehom by Shvua, there is no din of Chatzis Shia, because the word is Chil Diba, you don't have a Chil Diba without it. It could be the Yishayin in that hold that by Shvua is Chatzis Shia, particularly by Shvua Shloya Chlena. We spoke about this earlier, but you could say in these Yishayinim that the Pshat is no, like the Ran Kamat says it clear. The Chatzis Shia is the Siba Yiseres, because if you eat more of it, you'd be chayev. That's what makes it Asr. So Mele, if you don't have a pile of the Chatzis Shia, so Mele, it wouldn't be Asr. As I can't mizagin. Al-Gabonim is a Shalom Achreinim, Navim Luim, and the Prima Gadim, they name that know that you don't need a pile of Chatzis Shufei, but the Achreinim that don't mind saying that, no, you need a pile of Chatzis Shufei, otherwise you'd be no din of Chatzis Shia Asr Menatei. And now let's discuss the Ikam Achloikis Rav and Amemar. Rav said, once you're ready over on the Shvua is not negay anymore, you can't do Sheila. And Amemar said, Amemar Amra, Afilo Achla Kula Nishalala, even if you ate the entire Kikar, you could still do Sheila, you could still do Atar Sadarim. Why? That's him, he's maskim to the side of Rav, that if it's not Pa'ilim, you can't do Sheila. But it's still negay, because Iba Shegig, if he was over on it, Beshegig, Mechusa Karban, it's negay for the Karban, so the Sheila is negay at the pattern from the Karban. Iba Mezit, if it's amazing, Mechusa Malkus is negated to pattern for Malkus. That can the Gemara. Now the Psak Aloch is like a Memar, and that's the Psak in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch that we paskin that even if he ate the Kikar, it still could be Shail, because it's negated carbon, it's negated Malkus. Now there is a Shail in the Paiskin. Let's say he was over on a Bemazed without a Sra. There, it's not negated carbon because it's amazed. It's not in the game of Malkus because it's without a Sra. What's the halacha in that case? Maybe in that case, the halacha is it can't be Shail anymore because it is not negated to anything, not to Karban, not to Malkus. So Machloik is Yishayin in Bemisin. The Rosh has Mefurish, Vafilim lehisubel of Malkus, miu Einish Malkus Ikka. Since it's negaya for the Einish of Malkus, he means lechayy b'dei Shemayim that is Mechuy of Malkus, that's also called negaya. Achidish. It's also clear that way from the Chedush Yeran and Gittin Daf Lamed Dalet. The Gemara there was discussing about what should you do when Almana is trying to be Geivet Ksuva. Meikir Adin, she needs a Shvua, but the Gemara didn't want that she should make a Shvua, because one time, by accident, she was really Geivet Ksuva, she didn't know, and she made a Shvua, and she got a Begainish. So the Gemara says she should make a neder that all the payers that will be asked if I was Geivet Ksuva. A neder is not as chomer as a Shvua, but you can't make a neder directly that she wasn't Geivet Ksuva. A neder is an Issa Chefse. She should make an Issa on all the payers of Elm if I was Geivet Ksuva. So the Gemara was bothered, but she could be shayla on the neder. So Taiz asked Akasha, why don't you tell her like this? Why don't you tell her she has to make a neder to ask her a kikar on her if she was Geivet Ksuva, and then she should eat the kikar. Then she should eat the kikar b'fanenu. So the Chedush Eran answers, because even after she eats the kikar, she should be shayla, like a Meimer here says, that even after you eat it, they feel achla kula nishal maleha, because it's negeya to malchus, the carbon. Now there Avad that she's going to eat the kikar b'fanenu without asra. So the Chedush Eran is mavur, like the Rush, that even though you don't have a payal malchus, there's no asra, you still could be shayla because of the einish of malchus. But some achreinim, it's brought in the Pesukei Tshuva in Siman Reish Lamedches Sifchaf, some achreinim are medayik that Taisus doesn't hold that way, because Taisus didn't say they're on steretz. Taisus is pretty much mefurish that if she eats the kikar b'fanenu, she can't be shayel anymore. And the emes is the Shara Melech in Ilchus Shvuas, Perek Vav Alach Yidches, he brings down the Raivin and Tamim Deim says mefurish that if it's bemazed without a straw, you can't be shayl. You need an actual chi of malchus or a chi of carbon. So it's a machlokes rishayim. There in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Lamed Ches, the Doglam Revav on the side says misvara d'nafshei that if it's bemazed without a straw, you can't be shayl anymore. L'chay shver, he should have brought the rush. But like we're saying, Ari Shayim that also hold that way. The Rabbi Kivega brings down that the Shara Ephraim also held that b'mezid without a straw you can't be shayil. But he brings from his grandfather, the Mishnah's Rabbi Akiva, whose name was also Rabbi Kivega, that he says that Hayais the Pesach can bring this halacha l'maisa, that even achla kula you could be shayil. And b'zman hazeh there is no malchus. And b'zman hazeh there is no carbon. Is there ayah that they don't hold that way? Is there ayah that the Pesach can hold like the Rush? And then even b'mezid b'lo yasra, you could be shayil. Because if you need b'payil to pat yourself from malchus, to pat yourself from carbon, how could the Pesachim, the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, how could they bring this halacha b'zman hazeh? B'zman hazeh, it's not negei carbon and malchus. Elamai mefurish in Shulchan Aruch, that even b'mezid b'lo yasra, you could be shayil. Because if you can't be shayil b'mezid b'lo yasra, because it's not negei anymore, so today there's no even with Esra, and even Meshagig, nothing's the gay. We have no carbon today, we have no malchus today. What's the pshat? As I bring to Kivega from his grandfather, Akasha. But I think, in order to answer the Dogum Revava, the Shara Ephraim, who are saying Bizman Azeh, they're saying La Locha, that Bemezid B'loy Yisrael, you can't be Shayil. I think they held that if you eat a Meshagig, even Bizman Azeh, you could be Shayil, because there is a chi of carbon. Happens to be you cannot bring the carbon. Well, first of all, it could be Mashiach will come, and then you'll bring the carbon. But even if not, l'maisi y'mechuyiv to bring a carbon. So there is a chi of carbon, that's it, it's negeya. When you have a mezid b'lay asra, so there is no chi of carbon, there's no chi of malchus, there's nothing in halacha, there's nothing b'dei adam that there's still a chi of. So now that's where they hold it, you can't be shayil. Mashenkein, if you do a b'shegig, even b'zman hazevi, you can't actually bring the carbon, but l'maisi there's a chi of carbon. And I would think even b'mezid b'asra b'zman is there, and the mashmayis of the Pesachim is that you could be shayil, because there is a chi of malchus. You're not going to get malchus, but then again, I mean, maybe Mashiach will come, and the Edom who saw you eat it with asra, well, you're not going to get malchus. And even if not, b'payil, there's a chi of malchus. They're only saying it by mezid b'lay asra when there is no chi of. Azeh feshteich. Al-Kabana, like we said, it's a machlokes v'shainim. The Rosh is Mefurish and the Chedush Eran and Gittin, this is klar, that even Mezid B'lei Asra, the Halacha is, that you could be Shayil, Hashengen, the Raivit and Tam Deim that the Shayim Melech brings, and the Zayzim Shmais of Taisus and Gittin, they hold that Mezid B'lei Asra, you can't be Shayil, because it's not negated to any Halacha. Now the Steibler is a shtickle, He wants to explain what's the pshat in this machlokes Rav and Meimor. Also, what's the pshat that you can't be shayla if it's not negayet to anything? What's the pshat? Why not? If shayla works, because you have a way to make it to be oikah than ed la mafreya, to make it kila you didn't have das. What's the difference if you were oiver, you weren't oiver? What's pshat? As Zogdis Stipla, and like we explained a little bit earlier in this year, she'ela is the pshat, you're making a chalois. The chalois is eiker than edelam afreya. There's the aside, you can't make a chalois on something which doesn't exist by them anymore. There has to be something to be chal on. If the shvu is here by elam, so then you could go and make a chalois she'ela on the shvu, and then you eiker elam afreya, and akilu was never by elam. But it's dafka when it is by elam. Otherwise, the chalei sheila can't be chal. So Rava holds that kol kama, the shvu is not negeya anymore, even though it's negeya to the carbon to the malchus, but that's not the shvu. That's a byproduct of the shvu. So right, it's not called the shvu is ba'ilam. That's some shvu is gone already. There's something that's negeya that came from the shvu. But the etzim shvu is not here. That's not called the shvu is ba'ilam. Now Shenken and Meimer holds, kol's man, there is a din, a halacha, a chiyuv, that's coming mikayach the shvua, even though it's not the etzim shvua, it's just the shvua was gerim this halacha, this din, that also makes it the shvua's ba'ilam and it's shayach to be shayach. Now, the Gemara and the Kasha and Rava, the following Kasha. Let's go through that Gemara, and also a little bit more from the Stipla of Negeya, the lumnus of Rava and Amema, as it applies to the Gemara. The Gemara says, Meisve, Kasha and Rava, it says, Mishanah the shtei nazirus. Someone who has two nazirs. And halacha is you say Reini Nazir, then you say Reini Nazir again. So you have to be meiner the first nazirs, and then finish it, bring a carbon, do a taglachas, and then you start the second nazirs. You can't start the second nazirs until you finish the first nazirs. So let's say after he finished the first nazirs, it was hivrish le'akarm v'achach nishal al rishayna, also le'shniya b'rishayna. So then the 30 days you counted for the Rishayna is going to help, is going to count for the Shniya. So the Dr. Gemara, Vice Dice, you could be Shail even though you finished. I finished the first Naziris. I could be Shail on it. And Mimela, the days I counted for the first Naziris would then be counted for the second Naziris. So it's Akasha and Rava. Rava says once you finish, you can't be Shail. So the Gemara says, Hachamay Eskina Mashalai Keeper. You still have a Chi of carbon. So I have the Rimagash, that's Akasha. The Gemara is saying, even according to Rav, if you didn't have the chi of carbon, you didn't bring the carbon for the Naziris, you could be shayil. But Rav is the one that holds that once you were over on the Nazir, on the Shvua, you can't be shayil, even though there's a carbon. So how come by Naziris, the Gemara is naming on that if you have the Naziris, which you didn't bring the carbon yet, you could be shayil, because you still have the carbon to bring. And by Shvua, if you were over on the Shvua, even though you have a carbon, but that's not enough, because the Etzim Shvua is already finished, then the carbon's not enough to be shayil. What's the chilek? Zakhtarim Magash Pashit. By Naziris, that's a chelik of the Ned Naziris. The Ned Naziris is mechayiv you to do a few things. It's mechayiv you to count 30 days of Naziris with an Issa Taglachas and Tum and Yain. And then it's mechayiv you to bring a carbon and do the Taglachas. So if you didn't bring the carbon, you didn't finish your Neder of Naziris. By Shvua, the Shvua is mechayiv you not to eat the Kikar. You ate the Kikar, that's the end of the Shvua. The carbon is not, there's not the ned, there's not the shvur that you made, it's not coming, it's from the shvur, it's coming because you were over on the shvur. The shvur is gayer machi of carbon. But bringing the carbon is not part of keeping the shvur. It has no shaykhis. The shvur is not tita kikar, that's gone. Now you have to bring the carbon. The shvur is gayer the carbon. That rav holes doesn't count. Mashenkein, the carbon you bring for Naziris, it's not pshat the Naziris is gayer the carbon. The carbon is a chelik of the ned, the Naziris. The Naziris is mechayev, sai counting 30 days of Naziris, sai the carbon. The male, if it's still negayev, the carbon, you can be shayil even according to Rav. But the Gemara didn't like the teretz, because the Brisa says, keep it. So the Gemara says, b'shaloi gilach. Rablazi yidam et aglach es ma'akva. And the Gemara says, but it says gilach. So Rav Ashi says a new teretz. That's what you want to understand. Rav Ashi's teretz says, Naziris karamas, mi garam l'shniyish le'tachol rishayna ve'ena. The Naziris is different, because what's goyim that the Shniyah is not chal, the Rishayna, and it's not there. And Rashi says, because the Chacham is Eiken Edemi Karei, and Memela, the Minyan will automatically be on the Shniyah, and that's why you could be Shail. Now, l'chayitz ain't a moving klal. Here's what the stipler is bothered with. And l'chayitz ain't a moving klal. What does the Gemara mean? Of course, we understand that it's negeya, the shail of the Rishayna, that if you weren't shail on the Rishayna, so mamele, you have to count the shniyah separately. Once you're shail on the Rishayna, so mamele, the Rishayna is gone. So now, automatically, the days become the shniyah. Fine. But Rav is saying that's the whole point. Rav is saying once you've finished with the neder, you can't be shail. He finished with the Rishayna, he counted all 30 days, he brought a carbon, he did take lachas, the Rishayna is totally finished. So what do you mean, mi garem l'shniyash l'aytachu Rishayna ve'ena? That's also assuming you could be shail on the Rishayna. But that's all Gemara's kasha. How could you be shail on the Rishayna? The Rishayna you finished already. So why, how is it a it's mi garem l'shniyash l'aytachu Rishayna ve'ena? Sh'aytachu l'shniyah ve'ena. Now Rashi says, because it was igli milsum efrei, Rashi says this lashon, the kula Rishayna akate have a kaima kishinisha. The Rishayna is kaima kishinisha. But that's right, the disciple, why is it kaima? It's finished. So the disciple says, and Azay Lachari says from the Taisa Rosh says this svara, that even though the Rishayna is finished, but there's still halacha that's negay because of the Rishayna. By a neder, when it's finished, there's nothing negay anymore. But here it is negeya, even though you finished the Rishayna, but it's negeya because now I have to count the Shniyah. And if I wouldn't have the neder of the Rishayna, so I already counted the Shniyah. And now that I have the neder of the Rishayna, that's why I have to count the Shniyah, so it's negeya. If it's negeya, I could be shayil. Now, for the stipler, that would be good according to our Meimar. A Meimar says it's negeya to carbon, you could be shayil. If it's negeya to Malkus, you could be shayil. Who would then, if it's negeya to the Nazir Shniyah, you could be able to be shayil. I'd understand that. But Ravanet says that negeya is not enough. If it's negeya that it's goyim something, it's not enough. Because even though it's negeya to carbon and malchus, it can't be shayil. It has to be the etzim nether is still around. So here, the first Naziris is gone. It's negeya the second Naziris, but the first Naziris is gone. What's up, Shadi? Much is zeya with the shayla. He wants to be mechalik. That when the pshat is, it's not the etzim neder that makes the grama. It's the fact you were over on the neder that makes the grama. That rava holds the neder is not considered kayim. But when it's the etzim neder rishayna that's making the shniyah is not chal, then it is called negeya. Then even rava's masking the rishayna is kayim. But it's a bissel shver in svara, and Rashi's not mashman that way. I can take a look, he brings the rimagash, the ridva, they all say the svara bissel. I think they're saying as I'm in Svara. What does it mean, the neder being here and the neder not being here? What does it mean, the shvu is still around, the shvu is not around? If you're still mechuyiv to follow the shvu, so the pshat is the shvu is still around, so I could be shayil. If I'm not mechuyiv to follow the shvu, even though it's negay, to carbon, to malchus, or whatever it is, but I'm not mechuyiv, the shvu is not being mechayiv me anything, that says anything that I have to do mitzad the etzim shvua. It's mechayev malchus, mechayev a carbon, but that's not the shvua that's being mechayev. So memela, it's called not around. So here's the vart. When you have a nazirus, you made two nazirus in, and I counted 30 days, and the etzim, the 30 days could be for the shniyah. Navas, the fact that there is a rishayna here, that's what makes the 30 days not for the shniyah, for the rishayna. So come dice, the neder Rishayna is mechayev the neder Shniyah. The neder Rishayna is indirectly being mechayev you to count the neder Shniyah. That's called that the neder Rishayna is around. That's what I think the Rishayna are saying. The neder Rishayna is considered by Olam because the neder Rishayna is the one that's being mechayev that these 30 days are not going for the Shniyah, and that's what's being mechayev me to count the extra 30 days for Shniyah. Malchus and carbon is a pshat. It's not that the mechayev you to do something. It's got a chiyuv malchus, it got a chiyuv carbon for violating the shvuah. That's not nishmat the shvuah be'etzim. But here, with the naziris be'etzim, I still didn't finish my nidre naziris, my two nedarim, because of the neder Rishayna. And if not for the neder Rishayna, if you take off the neder Rishayna, I already finished my neder shniyah. Those days would be oiler for the neder shniyah. Come days, it's a neder Rishayna that's being mechayev me to do more days.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv HaKleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.